Hello. Welcome to the Road to Reading podcast.
And the kids are taking over. And today we're at WOMAD Festival. And it's
Sunday.
Sunday day.
It's the last day.
It's the last full day of our WOMAD Festival.
School.
And Ramon's sick.
Ramon's sick. He's burned both ends of the candle. He's overdone it. Why are you sick, Ramon? What's happened?
I don't know.
We think it's been a disguised bug.
A bug?
In disguise of a bug.
Ah, he's been bugged.
The bug has been bugging up and down the streets, bugging into people's live cells and destroying their habits of being alive.
What? That sounds very dramatic. So I was on night shift last night. This is a story all about me, so I need to say, for context, I was on night shift last night in a medical tent. No, Ramon, you can't do that. People are going to think that you're actually ill, okay? We're going to get the sympathy going. Ooh, Ramon was ill last night, weren't you? And this morning.
He wasn't ill this night. He was in the morning. We went outside to get some idli and sambar, just a Sri Lankan Indian thingamajing food. Which is extremely nice.
And that's the Madras Cafe, and which is a all proceeds go to charity, and they do loads of great work in
for
India.
The India rights.
For girls' rights.
Ladies.
Yeah, so definitely just have a Google for Madras Cafe. And everyone there is a volunteer. So from the person that sets up the kitchen, the tables, the chopping of the onions, the person that does the langa lassi, to just every aspect of it is they're doing it for free and
so good.
Absolutely amazing. The best
we get
food.
Paid with food. And I swear, next year when we go here, hopefully, I am so gonna go and volunteer.
There you have there. That's a world exclusive.
Anyway,
on
enough of my dress cafe. They're amazing. But on with the show. So Ramon has. We think it's been a bug because of the amount of times he's been out late nights. Mm-hmm. We haven't discovered it. We're still trialing a few germs that look like bugs.
So we've sent it to the Roadie Medic Kids Lab, haven't we?
Yeah.
We sent some samples, top secret lab. But before we go into that, for any parents or any kids that have a bit poorly, you know, when you're on tour, have you got any tips?
Yes, we do. In fact, first of all, if they are. If they're vomiting, projectile vomiting, it's best to keep them. You've got to see what they've eaten before they start vomiting. And if there's anything unusual in their diet that they don't normally have and you think it's because of that, you should definitely check about allergies. If they're just normally vomiting, definitely check anything out of the ordinary that they've had. There's been any anything concerning that they have specific food that they don't normally have,
right? So you're going down the allergy and intolerance route. So people with gluten intolerance, like celiac.
Yeah, and things that are not good.
Yeah. And Ramon, what do you think? So you're thinking more infection. So what were the signs of infection?
And poison. The shop poisoned Ramon. Not the Madras Cafe, because they're amazing. The cafe that we went before that.
Yeah. What? So if you're feeling a bit poorly when you're on tour.
I think I know what was making me sick.
Yeah? What was making you sick?
Hmm?
What was making you feel sick?
Yesterday I think I was having too many Percy Pigs.
Ooh. Toxins. In festival medicine.
Pig case.
In festival medicine, some of the important things are infectious diseases, so your tummy bug, your gastroenteritis, your bacterial infections. Why? Because we're all using probably not the best sanitation. So the toilets are temporary, you've got the long drops, you've got maybe lack of hand hygiene, not washing your hands enough, maybe not using soap, probably don't have access to soap. So all that kind of stuff can cause trouble. You can get, you know, infections of your eye from rubbing your eye with muck on it. You can get tummy bugs and vomiting and diarrhea. And that looks like what Ramon's had, isn't it?
Not diarrhea, though.
But the other thing, what Ramon said was toxins, yeah. So too many Percy Pigs, guys. You know, not one really or two fun. Can be a bit of fun. But you just got to, you know, if you take it too close to the edge, you know, may end up in a bad way. So yeah. Top tips for staying healthy on tour, which is what the roadie medic, what I'm all about, Doc Aaron Castro, and the junior roadie medics. How would you suggest to kids out there and mums and dads to stay healthy on tour?
I think if you've already had them being vomiting, the best thing is to clean their mouth out about 4 or 5 times with water. Just get them to spit it out straight away, rinse their mouth so that they're not like swallowing acid and getting the terrible taste. Make sure as soon as their mouth becomes clear and they're saying they can't taste it anymore, I think the best few tips are to have a little rest, possibly like Ramon is here, just lying down, chilling on the sofa bed, cushion thing. So that's one of the good tips.
So we've got rest, we've got hydration. So what would you suggest, you know, what's hydration for the kids that don't know?
Well, the hydration is when... So it's always best to say, at this weather, when it's really hot, beating down on you, hydration is important and it's a very key role to keep yourself upright and not falling down like Ramon has been. So hydration is, well, if you're hydrating, that means you're staying level with your fluids, keeping yourself upright. It's very special to not be dehydrated, which is absolutely terrible. I think that's a bit of part of what Ramon has.
So what sort of things should you drink then?
So it's best if you've been vomiting, not to have anything acidic like lemonade here or other stuff like that. So like Coca-Cola, Fanta, Sprite, Lucozade, all of that kind of stuff. Nuh-uh, none of them today, please.
And what would you suggest instead?
I suggest water is always the number one fruit juice. Priority. Fruit juice is okay. If it's not, just make sure it's not 100% acidic.
And would you do?
And sugar.
No, okay. Would you glug it down in one go, or would you...
I think you should take your time with it. Don't be glugging it down. You're sure to get hiccups if you're doing that.
Uh-huh.
So also, you got a chance you might be choking on it.
Okay, so small sips often?
Yeah, small sips, just take it easy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And for parents, when might you be worried? Well, I guess if your child had a high temperature and they're really hot and sweaty, they weren't their usual self, they weren't
sometimes
playing.
Sometimes I was like that.
Were you like that?
They've got breathlessness.
Yeah, sometimes when their mum wears
that's definitely a key sign.
Mm-hmm. Or any tummy pain?
Yeah, tummy
pain. That might be worth. And, you know, if you get all these sort of things, this is obviously not...
Don't be like, oh...
Definitive sort of advice.
Like, don't tell them to be strong or stop fussing, you're okay. Chillax.
Yeah.
Because it could actually be something.
That's a good point. Sometimes you have to slow down the pace of the festival, don't you?
Yeah.
And just reassess and think, what's going on here? Maybe we all need a little bit of a break. Rest and rehydrate. So if you're really at your depth, parents, and you're worried and your kiddo is not the usual kiddo you used to, most places will have a festival medical tent, like the FMS provide, which is a charity that works at Glastow and WOMAD and loads of other places. And there's always people around, doctors, paramedics, nurses. So trust your gut. Trust your instincts. Mm-hmm. I think that's a simple thing for parents.
Be sure to check your diet.
Mm. If it stinks, trust your instincts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So we've dealt with infection, toxins, so too many Percy Pigs or other synthetic sweeties. What about for hydration? What do the parents need to know about?
Definitely, if you've been giving your child Coca-Cola every single day, 2 cans for breakfast, 2 cans for lunch, 2 cans for dinner, think it's not a good idea to be doing that.
Mm.
You're sure to be getting bad teeth, bad...
Yeah, if you don't brush your teeth, then they might get plaque.
You might get plaque if you don't brush your teeth. Good. Whoa. I was thinking for the parents, hydration, you know. Yeah. Alcohol actually
parents
dehydrates yourself.
And the kids need to be drinking as well.
Yeah, so... Yeah, go easy on the booze.
Anyway, it's kids taking over. Enough on medical stuff. That's Daddy's job.
Yeah.
Now, let's do some more about what we're going to do now. So, in summary, 100% keep an eye out on festivals and all of those stuff, because you certainly don't want to have, like, kids vomiting all over whilst there's a really nice band going. We're lucky today there's not been that many stuff. So, yeah, just keep an eye out on that stuff. We're going to get on with our Sunday morning stuff. Keep Ramon hydrated, like we said. And, yeah, we'll be sure to do another video about our whole day and more things that are fun.
So, top tips and best bits coming up in the next episode from our WOMAD Festival Review. Any words from you, Ramon?
Stay hydrated!
There you go, you heard it from the man. We'll see you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Bye.